Gosh, 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 the talent is there, the talented Ross Learmonth. Ross,
yeah.
You just popped into the studio.
Yeah, man, I haven't been in Sandton, this area, in a long time.
Yeah?
So I pulled into the wrong building first, but it's good to be here in these amazing new studios. Yeah, like, amazing. I haven't been here in a while.
It's great to be here. I must admit, these studios are just like mind-blowing. They really are.
They're insane.
So this is fantastic. You're doing a Mother's Day, I wouldn't say concert. I mean, you're doing all sorts of things there.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
So it's at Toadbury Hall this on Sunday. It's going to be great. I've got a band called Easy Freak. I always joke that they look like a sex move.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? They got funky, the music, they're just amazing. But they're an amazing band, so they're going to be joining and playing some stuff. And then I'll be joined by Ray Green as well. We're going to be doing, it's like a picnic style. We've put it right in the shade under the trees, so it's in the forest kind of environment. And it's going to be great. Just a nice chilled lie on the grass and get mothered with your mum.
Toadbury Hill, where is that?
Toadbury Hill.
Toadbury
Hall, pretty much.
Toadbury Hall.
Hall. It's just out on towards Michalis.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful venue right on the river. It's amazing.
And people can just arrive and get tickets, or how does it work?
So they can go and get tickets online. They can go follow me, and they can get it on, I think it's on Cricket. And then they can just check it out.
All right, so that's what you're doing this Mother's Day Sunday. What else have you been up to? We heard now Because of You.
Yeah.
Lovely song.
Thank you. That's my latest release, my latest pride and joy. So it's been going well. It's the most successful song I've ever had. And in terms of streams, in terms of the time that it's been out, it's just people are really listening, and it's really amazing to see. And it's an exciting beginning of, there's a lot of songs coming out now. I've been writing a lot, so beginning of this really cool journey now with that song.
Now, of course, we know you from Prime Circle, but you're no longer with Prime Circle. Take us through the journey. I mean, that was an epic journey, seeing you with Prime Circle, but now this is a whole new brave world for you.
Yeah. So, 23 years in a band is a long time. It's like a marriage. So I think we all became so like entwined in each other's lives.
Yeah.
And we made a lot of history together. We did a lot of good things, you know. And as every good thing, it comes to an end. You know, it was sort of at that place where we just weren't sort of seeing the same destinations anymore. And I think this solo dream of mine has been calling for a long time. And to be able to write songs without having 17 voices in a room and you know, just be able to be on your own journey has been an amazing thing. And it feels, for me, extremely natural now, you know what I mean, as the process of writing and being a creative. So yeah, it hasn't been the most amicable separation, unfortunately, but it is something that we are going to deal with. But yeah, the life goes on, and it's been awesome.
Look, it's difficult. We were chatting about you two earlier on, and it's Bono's birthday today. He's 64 years old.
Bono's the legend, yeah.
He is. He really is. But he's talking about the other band members that he's managed to remain friends with. But that's one of those. That's you two. There are so many other bands where that doesn't happen.
Yeah, unfortunately,
Yeah. So brave new career. Tell us more. I mean, was it quite daunting to start, or did you think, no, it's time now, I'm doing this?
It definitely felt like time. It felt like a few years behind. I overthink a lot of things. As a songwriter, I've even done that, but I try and not do that as much to not overkill it with thought. But I definitely was thinking a long time. I try to make it sort of, I knew it would be tricky to try and separate a solo and a band environment. So there's just trying to do that. I think I held myself back a little bit longer than I should have. So this process has been incredible. Just the amount of musicians I've worked with, producers and different studios. I think sometimes when you're in a band environment, there's certain doors that open and certain doors that close. And I think being a little lighter on my feet, I've been able to go to Nashville and write in London, and I've been working with people around the world, and I've had a lot more international touring, and it's just been amazing. It's been a great time.
Gosh, that's quite something. So what happens in the next few months? People are going to want to see you.
Yeah.
What can they do?
So I'm building up to a massive show with Arno Carstens and Art Matthews. We're going to be doing a show at the Empire in London, which is going to be massive. It's called The Home Away From Home. So we're playing to all the expats and in South Africa. I mean, like London in Shepherd's Bush, that's where Bush comes from, the band. I've played this venue with the Nude Girls years ago, and it was amazing. And we used to play Walkabout next door. So it's synonymous with a lot of big shows. And we're going to be taking this to Dubai as well, and we're going to be doing it in New Zealand and Australia. So this Home Away From Home is, we're going to go and just sort of play to the expats and make them, remind them of where they're from.
You certainly have hit the ground running. It's great to see.
Yes, busy man.
busy man. So you can see it's Mom's Day out with Ross Learmonth at Toadbury Hall. This is Plot 64 Bears Nordier Extension, Lanseria Krugersdorp. But you can get directions. Just put that into your phone if you want to. It's this Sunday, 11 o'clock. It's Sunday, the 12th of May. It's Mother's Day. It's 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock, says you, in the afternoon. Tickets on Quicket for 275 Rand. Ross, it's been awesome to chat to you.
Thank you.
And all the best for your career.
Thank you so much.
Nicely done. We'll be listening on the radio to your tunes. Thank you, Ross.